Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I'm so glad you joined us tonight. We have such a fun show, a little different than the typical show that we do. We're going to be talking about Bobby Darin, of all people. So whether you're listening from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce, stay tuned because we have just, I promise you, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to spend the evening talking to Ron Gardner and his beautiful wife, Fran, about a show that he's bringing to our area soon. He's been touring all over the country with this show. It's not a tribute band of Bobby Darin. It's much more an homage, if you will, to the life and times of Bobby Darin. So we're going to tell you everything you ever wanted to know about Bobby Darin, and things you didn't know about Bobby Darin, and so much more. We're going to share a little piece of that show in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. But first, you know, today I heard of a rehab center here, a well-known rehab center that's on COVID lockdown. It went into lockdown this afternoon. On the way over, good friends of mine in my building just told us, we have dinner with them all the time, both husband and wife had COVID. COVID's real. It's here. Don't pay attention to the naysayers. It's real. Get your booster. And if you've already had your booster or even not, get your RSV shot and get your flu shot because this is here. And I want you to be listening to us for as long as we're here. But I want to get to my guest because we have a lot to cover tonight. So let me tell you a little bit about Ron Gardner. I have a whole long bio, but I'm not going to do that for you. But as he tells the story, Bicoastal Productions, of which he is the managing partner, started singing professionally at a later stage in life when he tired of his work as a textile executive, where he was buying fabrics from manufacturers and selling them to retail outlets across the country. It was this middleman experience in the competitive and cutthroat textile industry that served him well as he transitioned from the sew business to the show business. And it was the experience as a touring singer that made him sensitive to the needs of all artists on tour, which made him exceptionally well positioned as he transitioned from just representing himself to representing other talented entertainers. And his wife, Fran Heller, is here, and she's the chief marketing officer and co-owner of Bicoastal Productions, which is a leading national talent booking agency. We're not going to talk a lot about Bicoastal tonight, but she works with executive directors and programming directors at theaters all over the country, at performing arts centers, casinos, fairs and festivals, and with event planners for major corporations and charitable foundations. She also helped Ron design this show, and she's instrumental in its development. So we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to start with a little clip of the show. So Jeremy, if you'll play that first clip, let's listen to that.
Somewhere beyond the sea, thank you. Somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands, watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, straight to her arms I go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, and it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, kiss just like before. Happy will be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Look out.
everybody.
Okay. Jeremy, if you can hear me, we'll cut that. Thanks. There we go. So, Ron, great. Tell me by way of introduction, you could hear the audience in the background. You could hear people excited getting into it. So the show is not a tribute band. It's as I said before, an homage to Bobby Darin. Tell us about the show. Tell us from beginning to end. How did you conceive it? What is it like? What do people expect? And we're going to tell people how they can see it soon as well.
So a couple of things. Number one, the band is really a tribute. And the reason I say that is because all the charts are Bobby Darin charts.
Okay.
We just copied all the music. So my music arranger did 22 charts. And so the music you're hearing is all music from Bobby Darin's history. I get out there and you'll see some of the moves that he used to make. Because he was a dancer, somewhat of a dancer, and so I put that into the show. But I don't get out there and try and mimic him or appear as though I'm him. But people, after a song or two, feel like they were at a Bobby Darin show, or so they tell me at the end of the show. And that's all I care about. I'm just looking to have a good time at this stage of my life. So I kind of feel like I'm carrying on his legacy after he's long gone, and I don't really see anybody around the country that's doing that. I was a fan as a kid back in Los Angeles, where I was born. Most of the stuff in the early 50s, mid 50s, for those of you who are old enough to remember the old Hit Parade, it was pretty boring kind of stuff with, you know, Peggy Lee and it's not that Sinatra was boring, but he wasn't doing rock and roll. And here along comes this kid who was a few years older than me, and starts doing this rock and roll stuff, splish splash. I was taking a bath, and I said, now that's something that appeals to me. So I was a fan for all the time that he was alive, and then all of a sudden he changes and puts on a suit and becomes a big band singer doing songs like Beyond the Sea, like you just heard, or Mac the Knife, and a bunch of other big band stuff. And I said, wow, I like that too, because I like Sinatra. But my career ended in 1964 when I thought I was going to get signed by Motown after singing at the Old Whiskey in Los Angeles. And when it never happened, to your point, I went in the textile business and I hung around for 40 plus years.
couldn't figure out if you liked it or not.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if I liked it. But the next thing I knew is, as you know, because you had a taste of it as well, that industry kind of went all overseas, and I actually at one time thought about becoming an IT salesperson. And just as fate would have it, a piano bar in New York led me to starting to sing again at nursing homes and assisted living places. And the next thing I know, flash forward a few years, Mohegan Sun Casino said, could you do a whole Bobby Darin show? And I said, I'll call you on Monday. And we played Mohegan Sun Casino 3 times.
Well, that's great. So you're doing the show soon here. Tell us about the show that you're doing here. So before the end of the show, if people want to buy tickets, they can.
Well, we'll probably mention it about 40 times.
We'll do our best. But I'm going to lay it up
so
for
on
you.
January 21st, which is a Sunday, just right after 3 weeks after New Year's, I will be at the Boca Black Box on Glades Road, and it's bocablackbox.com to get tickets. And I have 2 shows. I have a 3 p.m. show for those who like to do their matinee shows, especially because it'll get a little dark earlier, or for the Schwingers who like coming out really late at night, we'll be at 7 p.m. as well doing the same show. So we got a 3 p.m. and a 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 21st. Of 2024, and we're inviting everybody to check with Boca Black Box, get your tickets. Right now there's tickets available, but as the snowbirds, and I'm starting to see it, snowbirds are returning, the tickets are starting to get eaten up. 7-piece swinging band, you heard some of the music in the background, and my great drummer, who's a show drummer, who studied at the feet of Gene Krupa, and when he takes that break in Beyond the Sea, the crowd goes wild and gives him a standing ovation. And so, yeah, we'll be there and want to see everybody during the show and come by after the show, because we got CDs to sell. If you mention Scott's show, the CDs are still $10. It doesn't matter, Scott.
They're on sale for $8, but if you mention my show, you get them for $10.
And I even sign them, and they go down to $6. No, but seriously, folks, there's a lot of laughs during the show. We have a lot of funny bits. It's a real Vegas show, and that's what I think appeals to the folks over 60 years of age who remember Darren's music and just the style of being in a Vegas lounge.
And again, the show isn't 2 hours or an hour and a half of just you singing Bobby Darin songs. It's all about the life and times of Bobby Darin as well, correct?
Well, yeah, and what I'd love to do is Fran, who you mentioned earlier on, really tells what people are going to see better than I do, because I'm caught up with, you know, just singing and charts and remembering my little patter in between. But Fran?
Yeah, the show is really a celebration of the life and very short career of Bobby Darin, who unfortunately died at the age of 37. But as you'll learn in the show, he was determined. He wanted to succeed. He wanted to be a star, but he was a sickly child. So he was determined to pack it all in and do everything that he could possibly do before his ticker went out. He had a bad heart. So the show takes you from his early teen idol years, when he did write and produce the song Splish Splash and Dream Lover and At the Hop, which were three of his Queen of the Hop, which were his biggest hits. Then it goes on and tells you a little bit more about Bobby's life and his times. The fact that he absolutely loved going to Broadway. But he wanted to sing songs in a Broadway style. In fact, he had a whole album called Bobby Darin in a Broadway Bag. So we take you through Bobby's Broadway shows. He became an actor. He always wanted to be a movie star. And in his first show, his first role, he got a Golden Globe and an Academy Award nomination for his role in Captain Newman, M.D., So we tell you about a little bit, you'll learn a little bit more about Bobby's life as a movie star. And then there's a period in Bobby's life where he went off and did country music, country and folk music. So you'll learn a little bit more about that. Everybody remembers the song, If I Were a Carpenter, which was one of his songs and one of his big hits. Then we talk about the women in his life. He was, his earliest girlfriend was a young singer by the name of Connie Francis, that everybody always gets an ooh and ah in the show. So we talk about Connie Francis, the relationship that she had with Bobby Darin. We talk about the beautiful Sandra Dee, who became his wife and mother of his child, and their relationship. We talk about his mother and his grandmother, who have a very interesting part in Bobby's life, which I'm not going to talk about right now, but we talk about them. And then the show ends up with a big band swing. Mm. So it's really from start to finish, you will really learn the story of Bobby Darin and what he did in 37 years of life to become really the Michael Bublé of his time.
Yeah, I think most people don't realize he died quite so young. I think, and actually, as I'm sitting here, I've had a Bobby Darin album as a kid, and I forgot he did, you know, If I Were a Carpenter, I remember that, and a couple of the other songs that you mentioned. I mean, he really had a meteoric rise in a reasonably short period of time. Right?
Yeah, well, he adhered to capture what Fran was saying also. He knew at 22, which is when he sang Splish Splash, that he wanted to be a movie star. So he just decided, okay, I'm going to do movies. Next thing you know, and just as a slight correction, the movie that he got nominated for, Captain Newman, M.D., wasn't his first one. His first movie was Come September, with people that over a certain age might remember Rock Hudson, Gina Lola Brigida, and a young Sandra Dee in Naples. So at 24, he's in Naples, Italy, doing this show, doing this movie, and it catapulted from there. He did like 15, 16 movies. You know, there's a movie called Pressure Point, and he gets all kinds of credit for that. And by the way, I want to make sure that Fran left out her role during my show is she's running this major multimedia where we show clips of him in movies, and there's posters from his movies, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot going on in the show.
It's terrific. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Ron Gardner, who does a show about the life and times of Bobby Darin. It's really interesting. We're going to tell you more about the life and times of Bobby Darin when we come back. But Ron's show is in Boca on January 21st at the Black Box Theater. Two shows, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. I just learned that tonight. I know I'm going to one of them. But because I'm in Alta Caca, I'll probably go to the 3.
And it's called Splish Splash, by the way. Splash.
The show is called Splish Splash. You can buy tickets now at the Black Box Theater website. Splish Splash on January 21st. Ron Gartner telling the life and times of Bobby Darin. We're going to talk more about the life and times. We're going to play another clip from the show. So hang in there. If you have any questions for Ron or for myself, you can reach us, 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by 6 family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, here tonight with Ron Gartner and Fran Heller. Ron is the star of Splish Splash, the music of Bobby Darin, and he's going to be performing at the Black Box Theater in January 21st. Two shows, 3 and 7. This is a show that is playing all over the country. I want to talk a little bit about Bobby Darin. I mean, I want to talk about the show, but let's talk about Bobby Darin. Why? Because it's so interesting. So talk to me about Walden Robert Casado.
Yeah, well, he was saddled with that name for quite some time, into his teens. There's two theories or two legacy stories about how he came up with the last name of Darren. One was that he was he just looked in the phone book and saw that name and he says, "Oh, I like that name." The other one is, which is very interesting, is that he passed by a Chinese restaurant, a Mandarin Chinese restaurant, and the M-A-N was burned out, and he said, "Oh, I like that name, Darren." So either one, I guess, works. It, you know, and since he died at 37, we'll never know. Perhaps his son Dodd knows, but yeah. So he picked up that name probably because he was playing in the Catskills in a band, a neighborhood band. His friend Eddie Ocasio had a calypso band. Oh, this is another interesting thing that he really idolized Harry Belafonte, and so he was playing a lot of calypso music up in the Catskills, where they would get like $5 for the weekend and room and board. So he was the drummer, and that's what he originally was. And then in the mid 50s, where he was born in 36, so probably at about 18 years of age, he decided 16, 17, 18 years of age, he decided to do some writing, and he met a neighborhood kid who was a couple of years older than him, and his name was Don Kirshner. And Don Kirshner wound up becoming a major TV producer. Don Kirshner's concerts on Saturday night was must-see TV. So for a couple of years, they were writers, both regular music as well as some jingles. So they would run around to the famous Brill Building in New York with music that they had written, trying to sell songs. And most of it wound up being in the junk piles. And then Bobby went to, with a song that he had written, a couple of songs that he had written, to the office of Connie Francis, who had her own office there. And she was already a rising star. And he was chasing after her, record my stuff. And he fell in love with her and she with him. He was a year or two older. And so they wound up with the same manager. His name was George Scheck, and Connie's father got wind of it, the romance, and he went to George Scheck and said, "You have a choice, either get rid of this Darren kid or you're going to lose my daughter because I'm going to take her away from you as the manager." And so so Scheck cut Bobby loose, and it was a very tenuous time for him. He was not doing well at his record company, and all of a sudden he... in chasing after both the publishers, he also was friendly with a New York DJ named Murray the K. And so he goes to Murray the K's office, and this is the story about how Splish Splash came about. He goes to Murray's office, and while he's there trying to sell him on a couple of songs that he had written, sitting at the piano, Murray's supposedly on the phone with his mother, and she overhears Darren there. She says to Murray, she says, "Is that Darren kid again?" He says, "Yeah, Ma, it's him." She says, "You know what? Ask if he can write a song with the lyrics to get rid of him. Can he write a song with the lyrics, 'Splish, splash, take a bath'?" And Murray says that to Bobby. "Bobby, can you do this?" And he says, "Yeah." And he leaves. And within the hour, he comes back. And that's the song that started
within the hour.
Within the hour. Some say it was 15 minutes, some say it was an hour, but sometime within the hour, he comes back and he sits at the piano and he goes, "Splish, splash, I was taking a bath," and the rest is history.
That's amazing. Was that his first real big
hit? That was his first real big hit. Everything else was just, there was a song he had a group that his record company later released under the name of the Rinky Dinks. So that was the Rinky Dinks was Bobby Darin singing lead. And he also, at the time, was doing music, knocking off a lot of the R&B. What used to happen back in those days, Pat Boone was like the king of taking songs by black artists and sanitizing them for a white audience. Right. And Bobby wound up doing the same thing. He loved Fats Domino. a lot. I talk about that during the show. And he took a Fats Domino song, totally rewrote the lyrics, and made it his own. It didn't sell very well. Fats' song, fortunately, sang more. But Bobby loved black artists. He loved Jackie Wilson. He loved Ray Charles, who he did an entire album of Ray Charles songs. And he loved Fats Domino.
And actually, so did Elvis. I mean, Elvis was very connected to the black community. Yeah, yeah, it was great. If you're just tuning in, the Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Having fun here tonight with Ron Gartner and Fran Heller. Ron is Bobby Darin in Split Splash, the Music of Bobby Darin. He's going to be performing at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton on January 21st. 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Go to the website, buy some tickets. We're going to talk more to Ron about the show. We're going to talk about Bobby Darin. I'm going to tell you something about somebody who finds out the person he thought was his sister was not his sister. We're going to tell you that story as soon as we come back. You're not going to want to miss it. We're also going to play another clip from the show. So if you have any questions for Ron or for myself, you can reach us 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you are, this is a show that's not like many shows that we've done. I'm talking with Ron Gartner. Ron Gartner is Bobby Darin, or he plays Bobby Darin, in the show Splish Splash, the Music of Bobby Darin, which has been playing all around the country. In addition to places that he's about to play, he's going to be in Boca Raton in January on the 21st at the Black Box Theater, Splish Splash, the Music of Bobby Darin. We're going to play another clip of the show. So, Jeremy, if you would, why don't we give him a little taste of Mac the Knife?
Well, the Shaw Bay has pretty teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, baby, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, where's old Mac Heath, baby?
So there never, never, never a trace of red dot. Now on the sidewalk, on a Sunday morning, there lies a body, and it's oozing life. Someone's sneaking right around that corner. Could that someone be Magnanimous?
Right, so that's pretty good. I think, but you're probably the only person in America who knows every word to that song, because I've been singing that song with the wrong lyrics my whole life.
That's very funny.
I have to confess it is one of my favorite songs. And I didn't realize, until I started talking about this, how much I really did like Bobby Darin and how many of us were impacted by his music. There's a lot of interesting stories about Bobby, but one of the most interesting to me that you told me in preparation for tonight was that the person he thought was his sister was not his sister.
Right.
You want to share that story?
Well, please, I'm hoping that everybody that comes to Boca Black Box in January will have forgotten the story by the time they get there.
So they won't shout out the answer.
Right. Don't kill it for the people that aren't listening in tonight. But he thought he was being raised by his mother and his grandmother. Is that right, Fran? I got that right?
No, he thought he was
being raised by his mother and his sister. Excuse me, by his mother and his sister. It's been a while since last month since I told the story. So his mother and his sister. So he was especially close to
his sister.
His sister
was Nina, and his mother was Polly.
And so they raised him, and they doted over him like crazy. Because as Fran said,
he was sickly, right?
He had rheumatic fever when he was two, and. And he had heard from the doctors that he wasn't going to live past 16 or 18. He overheard this. And so he wanted to live as quickly and get as much done as he could, figuring he was going to die. So they nurtured him. His stepfather taught him about music. I'll save the details of that for the show. The woman that he thought was his mother passed away, and the woman that he thought it was his sister, he was at the age of 32, comes backstage at a show, and she says, "Bobby, I have something I have to tell you. I'm not really your sister, I'm really your mother." And when he finds out that he had been lied to for at least 32 years, this guy with a bad ticker just went over the edge. These two women that he trusted for his whole life had lied to him, because he didn't trust anybody else but these two women he trusted, and now he finds out that they'd been conning him for 32 years. Part of it, it's understandable to a degree. His mother gave birth to him in 1936, Catholic family, Italian Catholic. The mother, the woman that he thought was his sister, and what turns out to have been his grandmother, they went away. And while she was in her last ninth month, and came back and concocted this story. So those were the days where it was just so shameful.
Unwed mothers were
ostracized,
particularly Italian Catholic.
Right.
In many other denominations and heritages, but certainly Italian Catholic, unwed mothers were.
So that was that just threw him over the edge. In the last several years of his life, he was so sick that while the band was playing what's called the bridge, where he sings and there's a musical bridge, he would go off stage and suck oxygen and then come back on stage. He was very sick.
So did he reconcile with his now mother, who he thought was his sister?
No.
Was that the end of their relationship?
No, well, they still had a relationship, but it was never, he never trusted her again. It was just, how could you do this?
Right. We haven't talked much about Sandra Dee, and we don't have a lot of time before the next break, but was that the love affair that it looked like it was?
Well, yeah, because so now, as I said, we said earlier, he decides he wants to be a movie star, and I don't know the details, I don't that they've ever been made clear, how he wound up getting this movie part, this guy who'd never acted in movies before. So he goes and works with this tremendous cast, and she was already a star on her own. She was first a model, and then she became a movie star. So she had already had a lot of notoriety already. And so he goes to Naples, and he takes one look at her, and she was the blonde goddess, non-Italian, non-New York-looking woman that every young boy dreams of, and he was all over her, as they used to say, like a cheap suit. The bad thing was for him is that her mother was there chaperoning her, and there's a whole story about her mother doting over her to the point where she wasn't allowed to eat other than a leaf of lettuce and a carrot. I mean, she was anorexic. Wow. And that lasted with her until she passed away. But he was all over her. And so they would sneak around after filming. And the mother was, like, watching her constantly. The mother made the mistake of going back to New York, New Jersey, before filming was finished, leaving them together for a month. They come back and basically eloped and got married at Steve Blauner's house, who was his manager, in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So that was
fascinating.
That was another part of the story.
Well, you like so to say that they were the Brangelina of their day.
Of their day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Talking tonight with Ron Gardner. Who's Ron Gardner? Well, he plays Bobby Darin on occasion in a show called Splish Splash, The Music of Bobby Darin. It's the life and times. It's not a tribute show. It's an homage to the story of Bobby Darin. If you have questions for Ron or for myself, you can reach us, 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620 or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad that you decided to spend some of your Monday evening with us. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm here tonight with Ron Gartner. Ron Gartner performs as Bobby Darin in not a tribute band or a tribute show, but the life and times of Bobby Darin. The show is called Splish Splash, the music of Bobby Darin. He's going to be playing in Boca Raton in January on the 1st of January at the Black Box 21st. Theater. 21st of January, not the 1st, that's New Year's. He'll probably be hungover. January 21st at the Black Box at 3 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. And if you've been listening, it's more than just the music. It's also the story of Bobby Darin, which is a fascinating tale as we've unfolded some of it tonight. But Ron, I want to change gears a little bit. I mean, you and I have been friends in the spirit of full disclosure for some time. You've had a number of careers. One of the things I talk about all the time is reimagining one's career. You started out as a singer. You have showed a lot of promise. You ended up, for a series of reasons, in the schmata business and the rag business for a while. And then you came back and you started to perform, which was your first love. Then you built this exciting business, Bicoastal Productions, and now you're doing both. How does that all happen? You're still only 42.
I don't sleep. Yeah.
I mean, reimagining yourself is a theme, right? Because most of my audience is, you know, boomers or older. Was that hard?
You know what? Because I didn't have a choice almost. It kind of happened. As opposed to me sitting like, what am I going to do next? It really was just an evolution. So, as I said, still being in the textile business back in New York in the 90s, and I started singing at this piano bar, and the next thing I know, I'm singing at senior centers, and the next thing I know, I'm singing at country clubs in Florida with my band, and the next thing I knew, they said, do you have any other artists? And I said, yeah, I've got a Beatles group and an Elton John, and I started selling them to the country clubs in Florida and around the country. Arizona, of course, has a big senior market. And then I started getting into some casinos. So it just, because I've always been in sales, it just, some of it was just out of keeping the hamster wheel going and going. It wasn't like I sat down and said, well, what am I gonna do on Monday? I didn't have a grand plan, but I knew I could sing, I knew I could sell. And so the agency was the natural outgrowth of me being, and I also had a good ear for music and a good ear, and I could visualize good talent. And then when Fran came in, and I have to bring her in because at the beginning of Bicoastal, and I think I've told you that, as you know, I was like doing a contract, but I wasn't collecting. I didn't get the contracts out on time. I wasn't collecting money on time. I wasn't sending marketing materials out on time. So Fran came on board because her business in marketing, and she was a vice president of a major marketing and advertising firm. Once she came on board, the company exploded in New York City. And so, you know, all credit to her. And even to this day, I could walk away from the business much easier than she could, meaning in terms of what would be lost if I left. Yeah, I'm a salesman. I could sell just about anything if you put it in front of me and I had 30 days to learn the product. But what she does, she internalizes, she has a the way of overseeing not just our business, but we just came from the Maltz Theater today. And he's gonna book about four or five, maybe six shows from us for his next season. We have the New Year's Eve show coming back. He's repeating shows that we've had there. So that's all her.
Right. But you're doing that at the same time that you're focused on being a performer.
I'd rather be singing.
You'd rather be singing. That
if,
was,
yeah, if, yeah? If you ask me.
I know they want to put you on the spot.
If I never had to speak to another buyer again, I'd be fine. But I do, and I put a smile on my face. But thank God Fran's with me at every... We're going to another conference starting this Saturday in Nashville. Thank God Fran is standing next to me the entire time, because I said, hey, how you doing? And she says, that's Bob Jones. And his daughter had... His granddaughter had a 13th birthday, and they had this, and it was at the Waldorf, and it was like, I said, how do you remember this?
No, I can relate to that, because Irene used to walk behind me telling me who I was, who was walking down the aisle, or who was at the next table, because I don't remember names. I never have, and I'm worse now than ever.
Right.
Right? And so it's a collaborative effort. But,
it is.
But in the reimagining, because a lot of our audience is retired or maybe got a golden parachute or a golden handshake, and now they want to think about doing something
sure.
else, it rarely is by design, right? Some of it's purely kind of we're luck
fear.
And...
Fear. Yeah. Fear. It's like, well, this is like a Mel Brooks thing. It came from fear.
Luck is where opportunity and preparation meet. Sometimes you got to take chances. You got to be willing to fail, too, right?
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I'm sure your show is better today. Right. I'm sure your show is better today than it was when you first started to do it.
That's because I listened to Fran, and she nitpicked, and she sits with three pages of notes after the show at the beginning, and now there's no notes, and she'll come over and say, that's your best show.
Right.
Or you forgot to mention this, but... Everybody loved the show, but we were out of business for 3 years during COVID.
Two and a half, three years
because of COVID. So
yeah.
Again, we were hanging on by fingernails and came out the other side. So we've reinvented ourselves. Fear.
That's funny. If you just tuned in and you realize that we're talking about the life and times of Bobby Darin with Ron Gartner, and his wife Fran Heller. We're talking about music in general. We're talking about remembering the times in our lives where music played a very important role. Ron is going to be performing Splish Splash, the music of Bobby Darin, at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton on January 21st at 3:00 and 7:00. And if you want to buy tickets, go to the Black Box Theater website. You can still buy tickets. If you are sorry you tuned in late, you'd like to learn more about the story of Bobby Darin, the good news is you don't have to miss the show forever, because it'll be up and running tomorrow. We podcast the show around noontime. It should be running. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm Getting. You'll be able to listen to this or any of our other shows from the last 12 years, if you want to go back that far. If podcasting is not for you, you can go to my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. comforcare. That's comfort care. What don't you do? You don't put a T in there. If you do, you won't find us. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, there's no reason to ever miss the show. You can tune in on iHeartRadio, the app on your smartphone. Just search for True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, and we'll be there 6 to 7 on Monday evenings. And, of course, we simulcast TrueOldiesFLA.com, TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, we're going to be talking to what I think is maybe one of the most important shows I do every year, open enrollment, October 15th to December 7th. That is the time for you to make a huge mistake or to take advantage of a great opportunity. Your mailboxes are being inundated with these beautiful brochures. The TV commercials are starting. Everybody wants your money to change your Medicare options. Should you? Shouldn't you? What are the risks? What are the opportunities? What are the costs? What are the new benefits? Can everybody get them? All of that and more when I talk to Don Hill and B. Scafaldi from the Area Agency on Aging next week about open enrollment. A critically important show, a show you're not going to want to miss. In 2 weeks, we have a really, really fascinating show. It's a show you're not going to want to miss. We have a very big announcement about Oh My God, and I hope that you'll tune in 2 weeks. But next week, open enrollment. In the few minutes that I have left, I want to go back to Bobby Darin. A couple of questions, Ron. The show is here in Boca, but you're playing other places as well soon, right?
So I get back from a trade show next week, and then we take off for the Northeast. I've got a couple of shows in New Hampshire. Then we're at Raritan Valley Community College's beautiful, beautiful theater in central New Jersey. come back for a few days, then we're off to Ohio and to towns that I've never heard of. Van Wert, Bellefontaine. I thought it was Bellefontaine, but it's Bellefontaine. And then we're in Warren, Ohio, suburb of Cleveland. So we got a big three-show run in Ohio. Then we come back. We go to
California.
Thanks, Fran, because Fran holds the tickets. We go to California. I'm going to be at Fantasy Springs Casino, major casino date. And then I'm at the Lancaster Performing Arts Center. And then I collapse. So it's...
Must be screwing up your tennis game.
It messes up my tennis game. I come back and I don't recognize my racket and the balls don't recognize me. But it's keeping me as young as I'd like to be. I love being on stage, as I mentioned earlier, rather than talking to buyers. I hope Andrew Cato from the Maltz Theater is not listening, but because we had a great meeting today. But it's still a lot of fun. So, and now I know why Frankie Valli is 89 and still performing.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Just one, there's so much more I wanted to ask you, but back to Bobby Darin for a minute. He died very young, but he had a lot of people he looked up to. I know that you said one of his favorite performers was Sinatra, and then you said some of the black performers of the time. Mm-hmm. But he had another favorite performer too, right? Didn't he have Sinatra?
Well, because of when he was born, his stepfather introduced him to Al Jolson. And he was my favorite performer because although I was 8 years younger than Bobby Darin was, I loved Al Jolson. I actually sang an Al Jolson song, everybody was there under duress, but I was my family was paying for it. So you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. And so Al Jolson was his big first influence, and then he wanted to be bigger than Sinatra. That was his goal. He wanted to be bigger than Sinatra. And there was this love-hate between the two of them. I mean, Sinatra knew he was coming after him, and he was 21 years younger. Sinatra was born in 1915. Bobby was born in 1936. So Sinatra was the big dog that everybody was coming after. And that's the reason Bobby switched over to doing the big band stuff, putting on his tuxedo. And that was the impetus for him to become this big band singer. But as Fran said earlier on, when that music started dying off, he started writing country music and he started singing folk music, and then he wound up coming back without his toupee and singing that music in the Vegas casinos, and they said, put your toupee back on, put that suit back on, because we hate that music. So that was really big. So he died shortly after he started reinventing himself back again as a big band singer. But the music had somewhat moved on as well. People weren't listening to big band music as much as they were in the late 50s, early 60s.
So we only have a minute or so,
sure.
But you mentioned a son. Does he have only one son?
His son manages the Darin estate. His son's name is Dodd, D-O-D-D, Darin. He was born in 1966, I believe. Bobby and Sandra Dee got divorced in 67. He might have been born a few years earlier, but yeah, he manages the Darin estate and was there when Bobby got...
But it's Sandra Dee's son, too.
Sandra Dee and his son.
So does he also manage Sandra Dee's estate?
You know what? There's no conversation about it.
Well, that's interesting.
He's written a book, and as many people have written books about Bobby, fascinating life. Who knows what he might have been? He was actually 3 years younger than Frankie Valli. If you talk about a career.
Right? It's amazing.
What he might have been.
No, it's an amazing story. If you tuned in late, I've been talking tonight to Ron Gartner. Ron Gartner, amongst many other things, performs as Bobby Darin in a show called Splish Splash, Music of Bobby Darin. He's played all over the country. I mean, he just came back from Utah told me a beautiful story about the sunset sky. The show is in Boca Raton. It's in January, on January 21st. 2024 at the Black Box Theater. You can get tickets for the 3 o'clock or 7 o'clock show. The show's about 90 minutes. And as you heard from some of the clips, the audience gets into it. You're going to have a lot of fun. I encourage you, if you're around, go see the show. It'll be a lot of fun. It's not a tribute band. You're going to learn a whole lot more than just hearing some of the music. You're going to understand where it comes from. I can't thank you both, Ron and Fran, tonight. I mean, you guys are great, always. I wish we had more time. We always do. If you just tuned in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents that we deal with. Some of the things are fun, like remembering music from times long ago, as we did tonight. Next week, one of the most important shows we ever talk about, much more serious, open enrollment, October 15th to December 7th. We're going to teach you, or tell you, or explain to you everything you need to know to protect yourself and prevent you from making a decision you might regret. Open enrollment is both the biggest opportunity and the greatest risk between October 15th and December 7th for people our age. So I encourage you to tune in. Until then, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. This is Scott Greenberg. Have a good night, all. We'll see you next week.